Get ready to get in the game. Stretch, strengthen, live, and thrive. You can be a winning athlete in the game of life. It's the Peel Appeal with author and corrective exercise specialist, Matt Peel.
Hi, this is Matt Peel, and welcome to the Peel Appeal podcast. Today, this is episode 4, and it's part 1 of a 5-part series on your kinetic checkpoints, or basically your movement points. So I bet you didn't know that you had those, did you? But you do. So today we're going to first start with the feet and ankles. Do you construct a house from the ground up or from the roof down? Personally, I've never seen a house getting built. First, let's start with the roof, and then we'll put the walls on. And then from there, we'll lay a foundation, right? It just doesn't happen. Even if you're doing Legos, you might put the roof, together, put on the side, but you still got to put the foundation on, right? So it's the same thing with the body. We got to get foundation laid correctly so that we can build on top of it. So that's why we're going to start with the feet and ankles, so we can construct your body for movement and make sure you got that great foundation. So starting from there, right, there are 5 checkpoints overall, kinetic checkpoints or movement checkpoints in the body. So you have your feet and ankles, move up to your knees. Then you have your LPHC, which is your lumbo-pelvic hip complex, or you just kind of think your lower back and hip area, your thoracic spine and your shoulders, and then up to your head and neck. So the body is connected, interconnected through a principle called regional interdependence. There's a lot of letters in there. They all somehow form together and make that big word with lots of syllables. So what that means is that when one area is hurt, right, the rest of the body has to then compensate for that injury. And that's when you have muscles doing things that they're not created to do. They can do it. It's not what they want. And in doing so, it begins to pull the body out of whack. So you do this over days, weeks, months, years for a number of you out there listening. And that's why you can't move the way that you think you need to or should. And now all of a sudden, this dysfunction becomes normal for you. And then you have to retrain yourself to function and move properly so that all your muscles and connective tissues and your nervous system match up. So let's start from the ground up here and make sure that you got the good foundation and can correct some of these issues. So typically people have tight calves and weak shin muscles. So your calf is actually divided into 2 muscles called the soleus and gastrocnemius, or gastroc. You might not have known that before, but it is. So you have to do 2 different types of strengthening to hit both muscles. You have to do your standing type of calf raises for strengthening, and also seated calf raises, because each of the muscles does a different function, whether your knee is bent or whether your knee is straight. I'm not going to get into all the why and the science behind it, because it just doesn't matter to you. You just want to make sure that things work. So when you have tight calves, it means you're going to have a weak shin muscle, which is called your anterior tibialis. Anterior just means front. So that's on the front part of your shin, and the calf is obviously on the back part of it. So when you have this condition, it can have things like this. We have Achilles tendon tears or Achilles issues. You can have plantar fasciitis, but you didn't think that. Chronic ankle sprains. When you do a squat, you lean forward. That's because, again, you don't have the flexibility in the ankle to squat properly and be able to activate your glutes. You have knee pain. You can even get things like shin splints, which also come from just poor shoes. But a lot of it has to do with, again, lack of flexibility and potential mobility in your calf and in your ankles. So how do we get to this point? Well, when you're walking around, and ladies, as we get back into returning to the office and going out and dressing up nice, when you wear long high heels for long hours daily, and even men in your dress shoes, you know, we have that elevated heel. So when you're in that position, your calf becomes shortened. So do this again over days, weeks, months, years, and now you have chronic ankle problems like we talked about because your calf muscle is shortened. Or if you're sitting down, you can't have your feet flat on the ground. So you're in that position to where your heels are elevated and your toes are on the ground because of whatever reason with your chair. Again, days, weeks, months, years, these are the issues. The other thing that drives me absolutely fucking bananas is when I see in the gym, yes, mostly ladies, who I guess you see this in Shape Magazine, and they're, don't believe them, I promise you, or whatever Instagram you're following, when you squat with your heels onto a plate, all you're doing is exacerbating a problem you already have. You have tight calves from whatever you're doing. You're making your calves even shorter. So that means you have a natural pull forward. So number one, you can fall on your face. But number two, you're not able to activate your glutes properly, like the old fucking magazine told you, or whoever Betty Big Boobs there on Instagram said. Right? That's not going to help you squat more. It's not going to give you more shapely butt and thighs. It's going to give you hurt ankles, and where you can't actually use your glutes to fire and push up to do squats and deadlifts properly. So stop sticking a plate or a board underneath your calf, I mean underneath your heels, to do squats. It's dumb. And science doesn't support it. So we got to have proper ankle mobility. It's crucial to squat, to lunge, to deadlift. Hey, but guess what else? To walk, to run, to balance, to do sports activities. If your ankle doesn't work properly, then how can you do any of that? It's called life. So we have to do two types of stretches. We have to stretch for what's called dorsiflexion, or if you were to stand flat and bring your toe up with your heel on the ground, that's dorsiflexion. And then plantar flexion is the opposite. If you're standing flat and then you go up onto your toes, that's plantar flexion. So a dorsiflexion stretch would be to stand close to a wall, point your toes up, your heel flat on the ground, and push that toe into the wall. So lean your whole body weight into the wall, keep that leg straight, the one that you have the foot into the wall on, and you can hold it as a static stretch for 20 seconds, 25 seconds, or for a dynamic or an active stretch, you can ease into it as far as the farthest point of stretch and then come out of it. And you can do that, you know, 5 to 6 times as part of a warm-up. Now, your plantar flexion is your typical, what we would think are your runner's calf stretch. So that's when your feet are staggered and you're going to keep that back leg straight. Push your rear heel into the ground as you're leaning forward and you'll feel that stretch in your back calf. Same thing. We can do it static, hold it for 20, 25 seconds. Or you can do it active on a warm-up and kind of ease into it as you push your heel into the ground and do that 3 to 5 times as part of a warm-up. So we also, though, besides the stretching aspect, we need to strengthen the other side of the muscle, because if one muscle's tight or one side of the joint is tight, like the calf, then that means the other side is over-lengthened or weak, which is that anterior tibialis or the shin. So we can do something called an ankle flip. So an ankle flip is if you're walking with, say, flippers on, or, you know, swim fins. So you're going to step, very small steps, but you're going to put your heel on the ground and bring that toe up as high as you can. Then do your next step, same thing. Put your heel on the ground, bring that toe up as high as you can. So you can walk like that for 20 to 30 steps. And it's a great way, you also feel that stretch in your calf, but it's a great way to help strengthen your anterior tibialis without any type of weight. So I highly suggest doing that. And not only stretching the calf, but now strengthening the anterior tibialis, right? Because we can't neglect this area of the body. If we do, guess what's going to happen? Your house is going to crumble. Right? If the foundation is not strong, it doesn't matter that you have great paint on the outside, beautiful window coverings, a good roof, landscaping, all those other things about your body that look good, as we, you know, for dudes kind of joke around, say our beach muscles. If you can't stand up because your ankles are weak and you can't walk, you can't run, you can't do basics of life, it doesn't matter for anything else. So make this a focal point in your workout plan and your stretching plan to make sure your calves and your ankles are working properly. I promise you, life is a lot better when you're standing instead of when you're constantly limping around or sitting down, laying down, because your ankles are screwed up all the time. So I wrote The Athlete in the Game of Life, as I'm sure you know. And in this, I give you detailed information about this crucial movement checkpoint, right? Because without that foundation, you're not going to achieve the results you want. I guarantee you won't. So order my book today. Go to mattpeale.com. Again, click on the media drop down. Order my book from there. It'll link you straight towards to Amazon. And get it. I'm telling you. It's an easy read. You're going to love it. It's going to shed a lot of information for you. So this is Matt Peale with the Peale Appeal. Thank you for listening today.
Are you ready to get in the game? Get personal help. Sign up for our newsletter and pick up your copy of Athlete in the Game of Life, the book, all at mattpeale.com. Thanks for listening.